spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. Okay, so now it's getting really, really weird out here in our country. We are in unprecedented territory, unprecedented waters as a nation. I am going to open the phone lines today. I would like to know what you guys think about what's happening to our country. There's so many things going on in so many different fronts that are of great trouble. The unprecedented raid on the home of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. A two-tiered legal system. Where was the raid on the home of any of numerous officials based on lots of illegal behavior related to Crossfire Hurricane, I think. And what about Hillary and her wiping her server? And I'm reading now 33 million documents that Barack Obama has. I mean, it's just this is a bad situation at so many levels. But as many people say, Donald Trump is just the symbol of a movement, and this is a message to intimidate the American people that you will go along with a Marxist revolution in America, or this is going to be bad for you. Now we've got some reports today that are of troubling. FBI yesterday put out a bulletin warns of dirty bomb threat and increasing calls for civil war in wake of Mar-a-Lago raid. This is the Daily Mail. Well, that's interesting, the dirty bomb situation. What are they trying to imply? That this is what Trump supporters are going to let off, a dirty bomb? Well, that's really odd. Didn't we have a dirty bomb exercise we reported to you here a few months ago was going on in Austin, Texas? Let's see. Let's go back and think about, the case with the staged so-called kidnapping in Michigan of the governor there. That was all FBI guys. January 6th, that appears to be FBI guys and FBI operatives. Let's see. The FBI wanted to seem, apparently worked really fast to cover up anything going on with Oklahoma City bombing. Do you guys trust this agency? I don't. Even the men who used to work there don't trust it. I interviewed three of them again last week at WVWTV.com. So what do you make of the FBI bulletin warning of a dirty bomb and threat and increasing calls for civil war in the wake of Mar-a-Lago raid? Now, I don't know who's calling for civil war. We're certainly not. We've been telling people that's the last thing you guys want. That's the last thing we should want as a nation, is anything like that. So I don't know what's going on there, but that's over at worldviewreport.com. Now, here's another report. This is by the Daily Caller. Biden CIA director employed undisclosed Chinese Communist Party members while heading elite DC think tank. The article states Central Intelligence Agency Director William Burns formerly headed an influential D.C. think tank while they employed undisclosed Chinese Communist Party members as well as individuals with Chinese government ties, the Daily Caller News Foundation has found. During Burns' tenure as president of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, the think tank employed at least 20, where'd it go? An ad popped up, wouldn't you know it? At least 20 experts whom the DCNF has identified as CCP members. Well, that's interesting. Well, we've been telling you guys for years the connection between the CIA and the communist. In fact, at our town hall meeting with the four FBI agents, David Baldwin said what? The CIA was pretty much compromised from day one. That was former FBI agent David Baldwin at my November 2021 town hall meeting with those four retired officers. Here's an interesting article. Now, I'm going to have Tom Littleton on tonight about this. This is at worldviewreport.com. Department of Justice investigating Southern Baptist Convention on sexual abuse. Now, that's really interesting. This is the largest denomination or association, however you want to describe it. This is the largest Protestant denomination association in America. And now the Department of Justice is going to start investigating the Southern Baptist Convention on sexual abuse. Well, wait a minute. The Justice Department apparently didn't have any interest in the laptop of Hunter Biden. And what Rudy Giuliani said to me last week when I interviewed him for about 30 minutes, again, you can watch that interview at WVWTV.com. That's posted there, the TV interview with Mayor Rudy Giuliani last week that I had. And he referred to child pornography on Hunter Biden's laptop. And he even said that the Justice Department, the FBI, didn't want it. Rudy said he had two versions of Hunter's laptop, one with it, one without it. And he says, I offered it to the FBI. They didn't want it. Huh. So they don't want to investigate potential child abuse or child pornography charges against the president's son, according to Giuliani. But they're interested in the Southern Baptist Convention sexual abuse scandals there. Now, obviously, we believe anybody that's involved in sexual abuse of children should be investigated and prosecuted according to the law. But why all of a sudden does the Southern Baptist Convention come onto the radar of the Justice Department? What's going on here? Now, have any of you ever heard of Guidestone? When we were in Dallas last week for CPAC, we went right by the headquarters for Guidestone. That is, I think, the name of the financial organization that oversees the finances of the Southern Baptist Convention. And we're talking just incredible amounts of money here. Unbelievable amounts of money here. Now, I don't know how the Justice Department thinks they can get their hands on any of the money that is in these individual retirement accounts of all these different pastors and churches. What the Southern Baptist Convention itself has, you know, in the cooperative program or whatever your program it might be, I don't know. But there appears to be a lot of money there. But is this about money? But is it also about the law firm? I'd like to know more about the law firm, because I think there was a law firm, and Tom Littleton will tell us about that tonight. I think there was a law firm that was brought in to investigate the Southern Baptist Convention and these sex scandals. And I understand that some of the people connected to this law firm, so I've been told, we'll have Tom Littleton clarify that tonight if it's wrong, but I understand some of the people connected to that investigation are people connected back to formerly Department of Homeland Security and or the Department of Justice. So I guess what I'm asking is, and I'm just asking questions, is this the Biden regime using the power of the government to try to come after and drain the bank accounts of or destroy or smear up the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest Protestant denomination predominantly located in the, oh, wait a minute, the South, the Southern Baptist. Huh. Does anyone think that this is politically motivated? Could it be financially motivated? Because this Department of Justice doesn't seem to have any interest in stopping child abuse. They apparently knew about the doctor that was abusing the American gymnast for years, did nothing. They reportedly knew about Jeffrey Epstein for years, did nothing. Now there's speculation. Listen to this. There's now speculation that Jeffrey Epstein may have actually been working on behalf of the FBI and Mossad, a joint project maybe, to blackmail very well-known influential people. Now, I'm just telling you what's being reported now by more and more mainstream people. Jeffrey Epstein maybe got away with it as long as he did, and the government knew about it, and federal authorities knew about it, but they let him do it because he was part of an operation. You know, we have talked many times about how politicians are so good when they're running, some of them, and talk right and on the issues. And then when they get elected, within a few months, they just stop saying things they used to say. Or that's all they are, is talk. They don't do anything. And you're like, what is going on here? And what have we speculated? They have to be dirty. They have to be dirty. They have to be dirtied up. So they've gotten caught in a trap. They've gotten caught in something they shouldn't have been involved in, and it's probably on video, and now that's being used to control them, to blackmail them. So I don't know why the FBI apparently had no interest in Jeffrey Epstein, even though they supposedly knew about that years in advance. They didn't seem to know or didn't care about the, as I said, the doctor, so-called doctor, that was abusing the American gymnast. So it's not like the FBI has this great interest in stopping child abuse, I don't think. I mean, I think if they really wanted to, they could stop most of the sex trafficking in America, don't you? Sure. But I think there's too many influential, powerful people that are benefiting from it, and too much money changing hands. It's such a multi-billion, maybe trillion, but just such a massive, massive pile of money there that's being made. But all of a sudden, the Justice Department is interested in some sex abuse cases related to the Southern Baptist Convention. And I have to wonder if this isn't, again, politically motivated. There's a lot of money there. There's also a great way to destroy what is the largest Protestant denomination in America that is predominantly located in the South. And, of course, we know how this regime feels about most of the people here in the South. And I think we pretty much know how most people here in the South feel about the regime. So I find that to be an interesting story in itself. We'll deal with that tonight with Tom Littleton. What else do we got? Over at worldviewreport.com. Salman Rushdie stabbed. Well, we know that from last week, right? Here's an article by Robert Spencer. I have a full interview with Robert from Friday night available at WVWTV.com as well. Now we know, as we did when I interviewed Robert on Friday night, but now we know that indeed the man that is accused of having stabbed Salman Rushdie some 10 to 15 times has a loyalty to the leader of Iran, Khomeini. Now, where's the media on this? Where's the media talking about, hey, let's talk about this attacker and his commitment to the leader of Iran? Yeah, this doesn't fit the narrative, those peaceful Muslims, don't you know? What about the so-called serial killer in New Mexico that was killing all these Muslims, and the media and everybody wanted it out to be these were hate crimes. Hate crimes by some Islamophobic. Turns out it was a Sunni killing Shiites. Sunni would be Saudi Arabia. Shiites would be Iranians. And there's a war that's been going on for centuries and centuries and centuries between the Sunnis and the Shiites. But where's the media on that one? We'll get to all this and more. Open the phone lines. It's Worldview Radio. I'm Brandon House. We'll be right back after this break. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. 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 Now, here's another article at worldviewreport.com. This is just from today. Giuliani told he's target of Georgia election investigation. Okay, this is today, August 15th. Rudy Giuliani has been informed he is a target of the criminal 2020 election investigation in Fulton County, Georgia, according to one of his lawyers. Now, this is, again, interesting, because it seems as though the goal is being made to make sure that we go after the law license of Rudy Giuliani. We go after the law license of Sidney Powell, who was also my guest on Friday night. You can watch the full interview I did with Sidney Powell at WVWTV.com, which, by the way, she talks about how the FBI has a long history of lying in legal proceedings. How the FBI has a long history of lying in legal proceedings. Folks, they can pretty much indict a ham sandwich, as the old saying goes, and they can do it by lying and indict people and destroy people, financially destroy them, destroy their reputation, and then try to get them to cop to some kind of deal just so it all goes away, their families and livelihood and entire history and life isn't destroyed. This is a criminal operation out of Washington, D.C. We've been telling you that for years. And even Sidney Powell, who I think herself at one time was a prosecutor, and that's how she wrote the book on this, said to me the other night on TV at WVWTV.com that the FBI has a long history of lying in its legal proceedings and filings. So they go after her law license. They go after Rudy Giuliani's law license. We have the attorney general in Michigan, according to Matt DiPerno, who's an attorney and running for attorney general in Michigan, has been threatened with his law license. Anyone else that looks at voter fraud, what is all this about, folks? Again, it comes down to the word intimidation. Intimidation. Intimidating Americans if you speak the truth. Intimidating lawyers if you pick up the cause and fight for liberty and freedom in the courts. It's going to be hard for conservatives to win battles if you can't find any lawyers that want to take your case, because they're all afraid that if they do, they're going to lose their law license. And so now apparently they're going to try to drag Rudy Giuliani before a grand jury very soon in Fulton County, Georgia. What else do we have over at worldviewreport.com? Bill Gates blasted his vaccine criminal in Italian parliament. This is according to a new article at The New American by Alex Newman. Billionaire philanthropist and population control zealot Bill Gates is a criminal madman who must be arrested and tried for crimes against humanity and attempted genocide through vaccines, according to a firebrand Italian lawmaker who sent shockwaves around the world. The member of parliament also called for Italians to resist vaccines and deep state tyranny. Fellow legislators applauded. In the impassioned speech on the floor of Italy's parliament exposing the Microsoft founder, the parliamentarian Sara Cunal charged Gates with a long list of crimes, many involving his obsession with vaccinations and population reduction. She also argued that Gates and his toadies were instrumental in shaping the Italian government's disastrous and totalitarian response to the coronavirus outbreak that shredded liberty and left many thousands dead. Within days, the powerful speech had been seen by millions of people worldwide. Establishment sources tried to ignore it, but some were eventually left attempting to downplay or discredit it. The fake fact-checking site Snopes even tried to claim it was mostly false by picking up on one phony headline claiming the Italian government wanted Gates arrested, and acting like that was the substance of the criticism. Apparently, the PM's fury was sparked after Nigerian lawmakers accused Gates, who she said had numerous conflicts of interest, of trying to bribe them into approving legislation that would force mandatory vaccines on the population there. Opposition parties in Nigeria blasted the foreign-sponsored bill and called for the speaker to be impeached if he attempted to force it on members despite growing resistance. A key part of the impassioned plea revolved around Gates' support for forcing mandatory vaccinations on all of humanity. In recent weeks, Gates has repeatedly declared on multiple television programs in the United States that the world could not go back to normal unless and until virtually everybody on the planet had been vaccinated with an as yet undeveloped experimental vaccine. In particular, the Prime Minister, or the MP, I should say, MP slammed Gates-funded vaccine schemes that she said had, quote, sterilized millions of women in Africa, end quote, and paralyzed about 500,000 children in India. Quote, still today, Gates causes more death than the disease, end quote, she said, stating that genetically engineered crops were also a scheme backed by Gates and other criminals to sterilize people and reduce the global population. Well, speaking of reducing global population, we also have advisor Harari at the World Economic Forum. Quote, we just don't need the vast majority of the population in the world today. This is an article that's on many sites. This one I'm referencing just happens to be over at the website Breitbart. But Yuval Noah Harari said, quote, we just don't need the vast majority of the population, end quote, in the 21st century, given modern technologies. Here's what he said. You can go, it's a TED interview. It's a MP3, an audio. I was listening to it today. He said, quote, a lot of people sense they are being left behind and left out of the story, even if their material conditions are still relatively good. In the 20th century, what was common to all of these the stories, the liberal, the fascist, the communist, is that the big heroes of the story were the common people, not necessarily all people. But if you lived, say, in the Soviet Union in the 1930s, life was very grim. But when you looked at the propaganda posters on the walls that depicted the glorious future, you were there. You looked at the posters which showed steelworkers and farmers in heroic poses. It was obvious that this is the future. Now, when people look at the posters on the wall or listen to TED Talks, they hear a lot of these big ideas and big words about machine learning and genetic engineering and blockchain and globalization, and they are not there. They are no longer part of the story of the future. And I think that, again, this is a hypothesis. If I try to understand and to connect the deep resentment of people in many places around the world, part of what might be going on there is people realize, and they're correct in thinking that, the future doesn't need me. He says they're correct in thinking that. They're correct in thinking that the future doesn't need me. You have all these smart people in California and New York and Beijing, and they're planning this amazing future with artificial intelligence and bioengineering and in global connectivity and whatnot, and they don't need me. Maybe if they're nice, they will throw some crumbs my way, like universal basic income. But it's much worse psychologically to feel that you are useless than to feel that you are exploited, end quote. Harari contrasted the 20th century, says Breitbart, with the 21st century, forecasting what he said is the current century's and future economy's progressively diminishing need for human beings. This is what he said, quote, if you go back to the middle of the 20th century, and it doesn't matter if you're in the United States with Roosevelt or if you're in Germany with Hitler or even in the USSR with Stalin, and you think about building the future, then you're building materials. Are those millions of people who are working hard in the factories, in the farms, the soldiers? You need them. You don't have any kind of future without them. Now, fast forward to the early 21st century, where we just don't need the vast majority of the population because the future is about developing more and more sophisticated technology like artificial intelligence, bioengineering. Most people don't contribute anything to that except perhaps for their data and whatever people are still doing with which is useful. These technologies increasingly will make redundant and will make it possible to replace the people, end quote. Now, this is, among other things, eugenics, it's transhumanism, it's population control, it's the great economic, World Economic Forum's Great Reset. Remember Henry Kissinger in the Kissinger Report from the early 70s that was declassified said that we cannot let the planet get to 8 billion people. And that if they did nothing, they would reach that point by around the year 2000. Well, they did do something. Our government funded abortion worldwide. We also had vaccines, like we just read by Bill Gates and others, that killed a lot of people and sterilized a lot of people. And in fact, the Kissinger Report was pushing for sterilization and tying federal money to it and food, some of these third world countries, to forced sterilization, population control. abortion on demand. So we didn't reach the 8 billion mark by the year 2000 that was projected. We murdered billions of people, literally, globally, the United States of America. It's very, very hard. It's very, very hard for many of us who are patriotic. And the only way that I can deal with the cognitive dissonance internally that I feel is to distinguish between the real Americans and the evil Americans. Distinguish between patriotic, God-fearing Americans and the ones who have propagated these ideas and these philosophies and the funding. Yes, much of this has come out of America, but it has not come from the vast majority of Americans. Let me say that again. A lot of the evil that is going on around the world has been led and funded by America, but not approved of, agreed with by Americans. Yes, many of these internationalists, these globalists, their think tanks, their foundations, they have been working on these things for years. Hitler learned about eugenics, according to numerous reports, as a young man from literature published in America. But the vast majority of Americans had nothing to do with it, didn't even really know what eugenics was until World War II. It's very hard for those of us that are patriotic to watch this happening to our nation, but we have to make sure we understand the real America, the constitutional republic America, versus the traitors in our midst. Because when you hear these stories, many, many young people think, yeah, America, it is an evil, evil, horrible nation. That's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe the worst about America. And we have to distinguish between the power elite that have done lots of shows on the power elite and what they wanted. The power elite hate us. The average American is hated by the power elite. They see us just as Havari just said, as useless. They see us as useless eaters. They see us as smelly Walmart shoppers. Isn't that what one of those Stoke or Page said about each other when he went into Walmart? You can smell the Trump supporters. This is what they want you to believe. In fact, I go back to Great Britain and I promote, I've read it on my show where one of these folks with the Fabian Socialist Society talked about procreation tickets for the elite. Only the elite would be able to procreate. That's what he envisioned. And you would have to have a procreation ticket. Well, John Holdren, who worked with the Obamas and the Ulrichs, they talked about the idea of sterilants in the water and antidotes given to those who the government approved. Folks, we have definitely two Americas here. What are your thoughts on what I'm laying out to you today? We got some very troubled waters we're in. 1-800-347-9829. I've got a few more comments, but I want you to start getting on the line. 1-800-347-9829. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions while you're getting on board. I want to cover a few more stories over at worldviewreport.com. Here's one. National Black Farmers Association warns food shortages inevitable unless the government steps in. This is the National Black Farmers Association. John Boyd Jr., the National Black Farmers Association president, told Fox and Friends First last week that the government administration isn't talking enough about the plight of what's going on with Americans. Quote, "You have the high cost of fuel, fertilizer, and all of these upfront costs for America's farmers, and we haven't done anything in place to fix that." He went on to talk about how this is going to get out of control. He said, quote, "We're losing farmers every year that we don't take action, and that's going to help, but it's going to hurt us here at home," he said. So here is the head of the Black Farmers Association, warning about food shortages in America. Again, speaking of food, here's Whole Foods. The Epoch Times reports that the Whole Foods CEO issues stark warning about future of America. Quote, "Socialists are taking over." The departing Whole Foods CEO John Mackey issued a stark warning this week about the socialists taking over key institutions across the United States. Liberties such as the right to bear arms and freedom of speech are being threatened by leftists who are dominating institutions, including universities, corporations, and government agencies, Mackey said during an interview with Reason. He said, quote, "My concern is that I feel like socialists are taking over. They're marching through the institutions. They're taking over education. It looks like they've gotten over a lot of corporations. It looks like they've taken over the military, and it's just continuing." He says, "You know, I'm a capitalist at heart, and I believe in liberty and capitalism. Those are my twin values. And I feel like with the way the freedom of speech is today, the movement on gun control, a lot of the liberties that I've taken for granted most of my life, I think are under threat." Well, that's good to hear that he's speaking up. I would say that is exactly the march through the institutions. For how many years have we warned about that? The long march through the institutions, the Frankfurt School, the long march through the institutions. Speaking about intimidating people that investigate voter fraud, here we go. Here's the Truth Patriots are reporting that FBI reportedly delivers subpoenas related to 2020 electors to Republican Pennsylvania lawmakers. Again, lawmakers that were investigating voter fraud and talking about believing that there was so much fraud in their state they couldn't go with this slate of electors. I guess if you questioned that, if you are part of looking into that, you now are getting potentially prosecuted or at least subpoenas. Folks, this is all about intimidation. This is all about intimidation. World Health Organization renews push for a global pandemic treaty as World Bank creates $1 billion fund for vaccine passports. Remember how we were so thankful that the World Health Organization global pandemic treaties, those 13 amendments were defeated? We told you that's not over. They're coming back around to it, and indeed they will. Indeed they will. Here's an article at the Daily Mail. I mean, Daily Mail is not what I would call a conservative publication, but last week they had this article. The White House has declared war on its own citizens. And shockingly, America has never been closer to a police state. That's over at worldviewreport.com. Michelle Malkin, FBI feds behaving incorrectly. I got Michelle Malkin coming up on my show sometime this week to talk about this. She said the FBI's raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate ever so conveniently timed as the White House occupants' approval numbers sunk. The swamp prepares to shovel a whopping $5.5 billion in foreign and military aid down the bottomless Ukraine black hole, and the American economy keels over like Biden on a bike and gives us a national teachable moment. Armies of MAGA supporters who had never previously been engaged in politics are now beginning to fathom the depths of corruption in the bowels of the Injustice Department. Cries of banana public, Stasi, Gestapo flooded conservative social media channels on Monday night. But a weaponized goon squad of armed and unaccountable feds behaving incorrigibly is nothing new. Let us count a few of the FBI's nefarious ways. Since January 6th, Capitol rally, untold numbers of peaceful American citizens and their families have been harassed in their homes over their constitutionally protected exercise of free speech and assembly. As America's Frontline Doctors founder Dr. Simone Gold told me in March of 2021, after 20 armed FBI just broke down her door. Quote, I was paid a visit by the FBI in a Roger Stone kind of takedown moment, which is quite uncalled for, you know. If anybody wanted to get a hold of me, they could have picked up the phone and called. Very easy to find, but there were literally 20 guys with guns blazing and they broke down my door, end quote. Remember before Biden, Attorney General Merrick Garland dispatched his jackboots to Mar-a-Lago. He launched a vindictive crusade against grassroots parents who revolted against anti-white critical race theory and social-emotional learning claptrap in K-12 public schools across the country. Last fall, Garland's infamous October 4, 2021 memorandum framed peaceful school board protest as a national security threat. In May, FBI whistleblowers revealed to the House Republicans that the agency has created threat tags on FBI investigations into parents and local GOP officials in almost every region of the country who publicly opposed school vaccine and mask mandates. Are you kidding me? Threat tags, folks. They've created threat tags into parents and local GOP officials in almost every region of the country. You know what this is. This is the Democrats are the Marxists, and they're now using the power of the government and police tactics to destroy their political opposition. And now apparently they're going to come after the Christians and the churches, and they're going to have 87,000 FBI agents that have hollow point bullets. You only have hollow point bullets if you want to make sure someone doesn't survive. Why would you want to do that? Wouldn't you want the taxpayer to live despite what taxes they owe? Wouldn't you want them to live so they can go on working and paying more taxes? Or are we to a point where the average person today doesn't make enough money to be deemed as productive human resource so they don't really care? Do they plan to just inflate the currency away and go to a digital dollar, create money out of nothing? They don't really need the taxpayer anymore, do they? In some ways, they don't, with this huge Ponzi scheme. And then she goes on to talk about cover-ups are embedded in the FBI's DNA, of course. Delve into the FBI murderous history of the Waco massacre, its destruction of evidence in the Ruby Ridge cases, its wanton abuses and flagrant misconduct in the Bundy Ranch standoff, and its ongoing attempts to suppress the truth about the Oklahoma City bombing, and stymie Utah attorney Jesse Trent Tadeau's Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against both the FBI and CIA dating back to 2006. Instigation is another trademark FBI goon squad tactic. It was at the heart of the Patriot conspiracy scheme at the center of the Oklahoma City bombing Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Fed infiltration and incitement also marked the counterintelligence program of the 1960s and 70s, multiple Islamic terror plots in the late 1990s and through the 2000s, the manufacturing of the politically timed right-wing plot by rogue career-driven FBI agents to kidnap Democratic Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, which led to two acquittals and two mistrials just 1 month before the 2020 presidential election, and yes, the FBI dim Biden weaponized January 6th insurrection. There's an article up here as well at worldviewreport.com called It's Time to Fasten Our Seatbelts. In society, this person writes, we have a famous writer who violently attacked to shrugs rather than hugs from large parts of literary society. And Twitter, always happy to deplatform people at the top of a hat, at the drop of a hat, allows follow on gloating and death threats to other artists, or authors. In politics, the FBI raided former President Trump's home, an attack against an opponent to prevent him running in 2024. In the economic area, the U.S. may be polarized and hyper-politicized, but can still pass legislation to try to shift industrial supply chains home, and just has. But can still pass. Okay. The likely next UK Prime Minister backs more tax cuts and flag waving. That said, she also supports the Bank of England targeting nominal GDP, not CPI, that's consumer price indexing, and pushing COVID debt way down the curve. So the author is basically saying, buckle up. Oh, yeah. Absolutely buckle up. Here's what I'd like to know. What do you guys think is coming? What do you think is coming? There is no way we are going to have a United States of America anymore. They don't want a United States of America. They want a destroyed States of America. They want chaos. They don't want us to get along. They've done everything they can to divide us. What is the end game here? How does this end? I go back to 9/11. How we were as a nation united after 9/11. We will never, ever see the day again in America where Americans are united. Let's go to DD in Arizona.
Dropped.
Let's go to Danny, line 2 in New Mexico. Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm a native Albuquerquean, and about a year ago, the new FBI chief that was stationed here, he came out and made a statement that for his job, he wanted to focus on hate crimes. And in Albuquerque, we're the home of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, lots of drug cartels, human trafficking, lots of crime in general. And this guy wants to focus on hate crimes.
Yeah. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know? Because by hate crimes, what he's saying is anyone that speaks the truth about Islam, anyone that speaks the truth about the LGBTQ transgender agenda, which, by the way, over at worldviewreport.com, we have another article. This one is about them pushing horrific children's hospital makes bizarre ad aimed at young girls to explain how they perform gender-affirming hysterectomies. I think this is the Boston Hospital, which, yeah, it is. Which, if you guys remember, we were talking about them, what was it, 10 years ago? When they were doing sex change operations for children. So you're absolutely right, sir. The Danny in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, hate crime legislation is directed at anyone that speaks truth about, as I said, Islam, the LGBTQ transgender agenda, that speaks the truth about any numerous things that are going on, Marxism, voter fraud. If you speak truth, you're involved in either domestic terrorist activities. Now, if you question the election, the Department of Homeland Security, not too many months ago, I've got it in my new documentary, Brainwashed America, they actually said potential domestic terrorists are those who question the election. I worked on Brainwashed America Part 2 for 10 hours on Saturday, 12 hours on Sunday. 10 hours Saturday, 12 hours Sunday. Brainwashed America Part 2. I've been telling you it's going to come out this fall, and Lord willing, it will. I've got 55 minutes post-edited and done. Over 100 hours just on the first 55 minutes in research, interviews, post-production, building the PowerPoint and the graphics and the video clips, writing the script. It's going to blow your mind. We'll be back with more of your calls. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. How many of you saw this from Paul Sperry? You guys know who Paul Sperry is? I have Dave Govitz on quite a bit on my TV show. Dave Govitz, father of Chris Govitz, who infiltrated CARE undercover. Well, Paul Sperry and Dave Govitz wrote the book Muslim Mafia. You guys see what Paul Sperry said last week? Sources say the FBI agents and officials who were involved in the raid on former President Trump's home work in the same counterintelligence division of the FBI that investigated Trump and the Russiagate hoax and are actively under criminal investigation by special counsel John Durham for potentially abusing their power investigating Trump in the Russia fraud, and therefore have a potential conflict of interest and should have been recused from participating in this supposed espionage, quote, espionage investigation at Mar-a-Lago. There's so many people here that should be recused, including the judge, Bruce Reinhart. He recused himself from Trump's lawsuit against Hillary Clinton and many of them on June 22nd. Remember that? I've shown the screenshot on TV. That magistrate recused himself from that, but why not signing the warrant? And now, if we're to believe what Paul Sperry is saying, these are dirty FBI agents who have already committed criminal activities, criminal behavior. They're under criminal investigation, according to what the sources of Paul Sperry, by John Durham, the special prosecutor. Was this about getting back information that Donald Trump had on all these dirty actors? Remember, as president, we're told he has the power. He alone has the power to declassify these documents. So does he have a list of all the evidence needed to prosecute all these dirty actors? And this is the FBI trying to get back the information because they're all, a bunch of them, about to be in big, big trouble criminally from John Durham. Or more. What do you think about what's happening to our country? Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-800-347-9829. We're going to take as many of your calls as we can. How do you guys think this ends for America? 1-800-347-9829. Let's go to Chris in Michigan. Chris, thanks for calling in, Chris.
Hi. Good to talk with you again, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
So, even as you're speaking, so many things were coming to mind, but I did want to thank you. I wanted to tell you about 7 years ago, I spoke with a woman in her 20s eating. It was a little green square. I said, what are you eating? And she said, well, it's what we're going to be eating in the future, so I'm getting used to it now. And I said, aren't you hungry? She goes, yeah, I am. But, you know, she was all about society and environmental and
wow.
And all that thing. And that's crazy. So I'm calling from Michigan. You know, we've got a governor who's, I don't even have the adjective for her. But, you know, one of the most recent things she said was she would like, and the people would like, that the legacy of Michigan, the abortion. That woman doesn't speak for me. I just want to say that. And about a year ago, I live in a small town. I work at a small radio station. We have a very large patriotic community. We also have two universities. Over a year ago, I do a program called Freedom Fridays, and over a year ago, I was playing clips about the Holocaust. And I think people thought I'd lost my mind. And every week, it gets more and more. I know it sounds crazy. I know it's frustrating. And I'm so glad that a little while ago, you had mentioned how you handle the cognitive dissonance. And I really like what you said. There are Americans and there are real Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but after a while, and I want to remind everybody to do something where you are. Do what you can where you are. One person can make a big difference. And to pray. I mean, it's a world gone mad. I never in my life thought I would see anything like this. And I don't know if you remember the movie from a long time ago. It was called Soylent Green.
Oh, yes. Charlton Heston was in it. Charlton Heston.
Yeah. So as things have been getting progressively crazier, a long time ago I was thinking this is like that horrible movie, Soylent Green. And I was just a kid when it came out, and it scared me. And then I look around now, and I'm like, well, this is even scarier.
Yes, it is. Yes, yeah. It is. Well,
yeah.
I hope you will keep up your patriotic show there in Michigan. And it's sad that people thought you were odd to play things about the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Because here we are with the fascism. And, of course, again, they want to call us the fascists. But in my new documentary, Brainwashed America Part 2, I go into the 1950s book by Theodore Adorno, where he actually developed a test called the F-scale test to determine if you were a fascist. if you believe in God, if you believe in right and wrong, if you have certain values that are so strong that you are not open to having a conversation with someone of the opposite opinion because those values are so strong, there's no reason to discuss it. It's not open for discussion. This is a black and white issue. If you believe that in these things, you're a fascist. If you believe that there are many problems in the world that hard work can fix, and that the reason a lot of people have problems is because they're irresponsible, you might be a fascist. You go down the list of what it makes to be a fascist, almost everybody in this audience would be defined as that, but that's the goal. That's the goal. So I'm thankful you're out there broadcasting as well, Chris. Let's go to Jim, line two, Jim in Ohio. Thanks for calling in, Jim. Hi, Jim.
Is this Jim?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If we could get a senator or a congressman to propose a law, you know, and maybe get it passed where all these officials that are, they have something on that, you know, that there's something's being held over their head. You know, I know some of them's probably just evil, but surely all of them's not. And just offer them clemency, just to blow the whistle. You know, just come clean about everything.
Of
that's
course,
going
to do that though,
government.
To do that though, Jim, you'd have to have the Justice Department behind it, and you'd have to have the Democrats behind it, and they're using all of these people, many of them who they have deliberately set up and entrapped in order to control them. But there might be something that can be done at the state level. At the state level, there might be something that can be done to protect them. But I see exactly where you're going. Let's go to Chris, line four. Chris in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Chris.
Christine. Yes, hi. Yeah. Look, I need everyone within the sound of my voice to be praying for the pastors, because the pastors have lulled the Christian population to sleep. The pietistic model, which they, people are not involved, they have not been for decades now. We are seeing the poison fruit of this mindset now, and I cannot get people to call the representatives to engage, to listen. Pagans will before my Christian brethren will. This is a travesty.
Christine.
And to listen to you, I can't get them to listen to you.
Christine.
All I hear is...
I hear that so much. I experience it. That so many of the Christians are unplugged. But I talk to people that I know that are not Christians, but they're patriotic. They're heavily engaged. Brad, real quick. Brad, if you go, we'll get you in.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, that one you mentioned, that guy was saying that the food shortages are going to happen unless the government steps in. And I'm going, what? Not just food shortages, but all of our troubles are from the government stepping in.
You're absolutely right, Brad. All right, we kind of know where you guys are all going, and this, of course, is what scares the elite. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brandon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.